is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another beautiful and informative episode of the Silsila Discourses of Attar. At the beginning of the Silsila, remember, make as many good intentions as possible. For example, that I will listen to the Silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alaihi Wasallam. I will note down the important points, try to practice upon them and encourage them to my family, my spouse, my children, my friends, my society. In this manner, as many good intentions as you can make, make it now inshallah ta'ala, we will gain maximum rewards, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, there are great, great fada'il and benefits, countless benefits in fact, in reciting abundant amounts of Durood Sharif and Salawat and salutations upon our Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the summary of hadith that our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times every day, 1,000 times every day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, increase in our recitation in abundance as much as we can in the beautiful recitation of durood and salawat. Continuing from our last episode regarding those who want to rectify themselves, if we look at the blessed lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and our awliya Allah, the friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed they are great lessons for us. If we practice accordingly, inshallah ta'ala, these are the ways that we can reform and rectify ourselves. His Eminence, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali, has stated in his world-famous Ihya'ul Ulum, if the seed of faith is not watered with worship, or the heart is left contaminated with bad manners and engaged in the pleasures of the world, then expecting forgiveness is similar to the expectations of a silly and distracted person. The merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, a foolish person is the one who operates his nafs following his desires, and in spite of this, is hopeful from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Infitar, verse 6. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O man, what has deceived you away from your Lord, the most beneficent? Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 218. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina amanu wal ladhina hajaru wa jahadu fi sabilillahi ulaika yarjuna rahmatallah. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Those who believed and those who migrated for the sake of Allah and fought in Allah's cause. They are hopeful of gaining Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, to plant barley and hope to reap wheat is a sort of satanic deception and a suspicion of the nafs. Khaja Hasan Basri, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has stated that false hope has taken some people off the right path of doing good deeds. Like sin of false saying, false hope is also a sin. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated in Ihya'ul Ulum, Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, according to me, the biggest deception is that with the hope of forgiveness, without being regretful, a person accelerates, increases in doing sins. Without following his commands, he expects to gain closeness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This person plants a seed for Jahannam, for hell, and expects the fruit of Jannah, of paradise. Whilst doing sins, that person seeks dwelling in the house of worshipping people, that is, in Jannah. Without good deeds, this person waits for being rewarded, and in spite of injustice and violence, this person anticipates for forgiveness from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You are hopeful for forgiveness, but do not tread on the path of righteousness. No doubt, a ship cannot sail on land. Remember, indeed, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is sovereign. Try to understand that His sovereignty is in this way. Don't you face any trouble in this world? Don't you get sick? Have you never suffered worries? Have you never come across poverty, debt, unemployment? Have you never had accidents? Have you not seen handicapped people with no hands or feet or eyes? Do such senses of misery in this world not remind you of the punishments of Jahannam, of hellfire? Certainly, for the wise people, in the miseries of this world lies a remembrance of the adab and the torments and punishments of the grave, of the akhirah, the afterlife and Jahannam. Therefore, remember the sovereign Allah Azza wa Jal, who can involve people in sicknesses, miseries and difficulties in this world, can also torment and punish in the hereafter, in hellfire. Think deeply about this, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the sustainer and is capable of providing sustenance even without any means. This is your belief, this is my belief as well. Indeed, He has taken the generous responsibility of sustenance for everybody. It is stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And there is none that walks upon the earth whose sustenance does not depend on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear Sami brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is something to think about, that when Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the generous responsibility of providing rizq and sustenance, so why do we strive so hard for our livelihood? Why do we go from one city to another? We leave our home country gladly, in fact, to bear all miseries in the path of hoarding wealth. Because our mind is set that when I will make an effort, then livelihood will be provided. No pain, no gain. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the generous responsibility of providing sustenance and rizq for every living thing. But remember, He has not taken the responsibility of securing the iman, the faith of every Muslim, and forgiving every Muslim without accountability. But still, we are merely anxious for our livelihood only. There seems to be no efforts whatsoever for securing our iman, for securing our faith, and for seeking forgiveness without accountability. Perhaps because the heart of most people has become hardened. Therefore, they are ready to bear pains for the sake of worldly gains only. In order to earn wealth, they are ready to work for 8, for 10, or even 12 hours a day, like an animal. Alas, if they are requested to travel in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, on the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, for at least 3 days only, every month, for the security, for the safeguarding of the iman and faith, and for forgiveness without accountability, regretfully they say, "We have no time." May Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. It seems as if they are saying, "Nafs and shaitan has intoxicated us. My brother, to such an extent, we have not reformed and vow not to be reformed in future." May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this thinking or behavior. Indeed, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, without any reason, is capable of entering us into Jannah, into paradise, due to His mercy. But it is necessary to fear, to have this khawf from Allah Azza wa Jal's sovereignty, as He may hold us accountable for a single sin and throw that person into the hellfire. A blessing of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has been quoted in Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah Azza wa Jal states, "I have no concern if these people would enter paradise, would enter Jannah, and nor do I have any concern if they go to Jahannam." Therefore, in order to secure ourselves from Jahannam, from hellfire, and for entry into Jannah and paradise, we must develop this mindset that I intend to reform myself. And for that, we will have to make the utmost effort in inculcating the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our beings, in our lives. With the favor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we will avoid committing sins and make a habit of offering and establishing our salah and practicing upon the blessed sunnah. We will travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah ta'ala. Every night whilst doing Fikri Madina, we will fill our Madani in Aamad booklet and submit it to the responsible Islamic brother of Dawud Islami every month. With the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we will secure ourselves from Jahannam and inshallah ta'ala will enter into Jannah, which is the true success. Therefore, it is mentioned in the magnificent saying of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 185. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. So the one who is admitted into paradise after securing from the fire of hell, he is undoubtedly successful. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should never be hopeless from the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. At the same time, we must not be heedless and negligent about the sovereignty of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should persistently strive to reform ourselves on a daily basis. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has stated, I believe that every Muslim has this desire. I intend to rectify myself. So those who really want to be rectified, they should sincerely make tawbah and repent in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal from their past sins. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts repentance. In order to persuade you, there are a few blessed hadith and sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing the excellence of repentance. Listen carefully. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, when a person admits his sin, then repents, Allah Azza wa Jal accepts that person's repentance. Subhanallah. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O my servants, you are all sinners, except those whom I grant salvation. So the one amongst you who understands that I have authority of forgiving, asks me for forgiveness, I will forgive him and I have no concern. Subhanallah. It is a saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one who makes this dua, Allahumma la ilaha illa anta subhanaka amiltu su'an aw zalamtu nafsi faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa anta. Translation: O Allah Azza wa Jal, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Purity is for you from all shortcomings. I have done bad deeds and oppressed myself. Forgive me, because there is none forgiving except you. If a person makes this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then Allah Azza wa Jal will state and states, I forgive his sins even if they are equal to the number of ants. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept the repentance and the tawbah of all of us. May Allah Azza wa Jal secure and protect our faith, our iman, and bless us all with the privilege of Hajj again and again, and make us see the beautiful green dome of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful masjid again and again. May Allah Azza wa Jal make all of us the sincere and obedient followers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, we should make the firm intentions that I will not miss my salah, inshallah azza wa jal. I will not miss any fast in the blessed month of Ramadan, inshallah azza wa jal. I will not watch films and dramas, inshallah azza wa jal. I will not listen to music, inshallah azza wa jal. I will not shave off my beard, inshallah azza wa jal, nor trim it to less than a fistful, which is according to the sunnah, inshallah azza wa jal. I will travel with the Madani qafilas of Dawud Islami every month for at least 3 days to learn the sunnah, inshallah azza wa jal. I should make the intention also that every day whilst doing Fikr-e Madina, I will fill my Madani In'amad booklet and submit it to the responsible representative of Dawud Islami every month, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa states, the one who loved my sunnah loved me, and the one who loved me will be with me in paradise. Subhanallah. Therefore, make good intentions to try to reform ourselves and our families, to try and establish our salah, to try and read as much Quran as we can, to sit in the company of the blessed ulama ikram of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and to establish the Sunnah lifestyle, which is the perfect lifestyle in our lives. In these ways, inshallah ta'ala, we will rectify and reform ourselves. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. the prophetic sunnah. He is revived, the leader of the Sunnis. He is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.